نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers, and also all the listeners over Channel Islam. I was discussing with our friends in Atikaf yesterday morning that Deen is the name of Hayat-e Qalbi. To get Hayat and life in the heart, that is Deen. Without Hayat and life in the heart, there is no Deen. Because when Hayat or life will come in the heart, then all the parts of the body will function properly. If the person has got Hayat, he's got Deeni Hayat in his heart, the heart is alive, then the eyes will see correctly, the ears will listen correctly, the tongue will speak correctly, the hands and feet will perform correctly. Then nobody will be caused any harm, there will be no fraud, there will be no adultery, no fornication, there will be no injury and hurt to any person without justification. Everything will function properly when there is Hayat in the heart. Now we will say that we are alive, we are jumping, we are dancing, we are walking, we are running, we are jogging. So how can we be doing all those things without life? Indeed, that is a kind of life, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not consider that as life. If you read the Quran Sharif, many places you will come across where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they have eyes but they do not see, they have ears but they don't listen. So it shows that you can be seeing with the physical eyes, but yet in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are not a seeing person because you are not seeing haq and truth. In the same way, the person is listening but he is not listening to haq and truth. So it is as good as if he is not listening. The same with the heart, that the person has got a heart and the heart has got different kinds of feelings in there, but because that heart is not receiving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli, that heart is dead, that heart is hard, that heart is harsh. So as a result, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not consider that heart as a heart. So Hayat-e Qalbi is what we may term as true deen, that when the person will have this Hayat in his heart. So I have been requested to say something at the time of iftar now, some nasihats. So that is the nasihat, that if you look at all the exercises that we are doing in the month of Ramadan, that we are staying away from food, from drink, we are staying away from carnal passions and desires, we are staying away from all these things, and then we are occupying ourselves, especially in the last 10 nights, in i'tikaf, in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, in zikr, in other ibadat. Then there are so many people that are giving the zakat in Ramadan. There is so much of charities that is being given in the month of Ramadan. Now all this is intended to bring into the heart that Hayat. When that Hayat will come into the heart, then the amal will come alive. At present we are just watering the leaves. We are not putting water into the root, and that is why we cannot seem to see real difference in our lives. But when we start watering the root, that is the heart, then we will find great amount of fruit, the fruits of akhlaq, the fruits of muamalat being correct, the fruits of our muasharat, our dealings, our etiquette, our morals, our behavior, all that will come alive. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, in his kitab Hujjatullah, then under the chapter of Fitan, Abwabul Fitan, he has stated that of the many different kinds of fitna, one is the fitna in the nafs of the person. In the nafs of the person, the fitna in himself. And he said that fitna in himself is that أَنْ يَقْصُوَ قَلْبُهُ, that his heart becomes hard. That is a fitna in himself. There is a fitna in his nafs, that his heart has become hard. It has become harsh. أَنْ يَقْصُوَ قَلْبُهُ فَلَا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةَ الطَّاعَاتِ وَلَا لَذَّةَ الْمُنَاجَاتِ He says, and when that happens, that when the heart becomes hard, that there is a fitna, he says, it's a very big fitna, that the Muslim, the person with Iman, his heart has become very hard. If Dr. Chris Barnard or anyone after him took out the patient's heart when they were doing a transplant, then if he has to feel that heart, it will be soft. The physical heart is soft. So it shows that we are talking about the spiritual heart. That piece of flesh, that whether it is that of a disbeliever in Allah Ta'ala or a believer in Allah Ta'ala, the color will be the same, the function will be the same. But we are talking about the spiritual heart, that it becomes hard. That is why we have all the different terms. We say the person is hard-hearted, the person is soft-hearted, the person is gentle-hearted, the person is large-hearted, the person is small-hearted. Now all these type of hearts that we talk about, the person is warm-hearted, the person is cold-hearted. So it's just one heart, but we are talking about all the different kinds of feelings in that heart. So that shows even the person who doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, he believes in all these type of hearts. If you tell them that we're talking about spiritual heart, they say there's no such thing as a spiritual heart. But yet they themselves, they are talking about warm heart and soft heart and cold heart and hard heart and large heart. So what large heart does it mean? That the person, if you take his heart out, then it is far larger than the other people's heart or something. What we mean is that the person is large hearted, he is very charitable, he is very generous. So there is an acknowledgement that there are different kinds of feelings in this heart. So that is what he says, that the person, it is a fitna when his heart becomes hard. And then he says, what will happen when that heart becomes hard? When the heart becomes hard, then what happens? He said, then they do not enjoy the ta'at, the sweetness of ta'at. They do not get. Obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got a taste and enjoyment that I am fulfilling the hukam of my Allah. There is great enjoyment in that for the Ahlullah, for the awliya, for those who got closeness with Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they get a kind of enjoyment that it is my Allah who ordered me to do this and I'm fulfilling His hukam. When somebody dearly loves someone and the beloved requests something, that do this for me, run this errand for me, go to the post office and bring that parcel for me, go to the shop and buy bread and milk for me. If the person loves his mother, loves his father, then the person does it willingly, he goes happily. But if the person doesn't love them, then he'll find all kinds of excuses of not going. And if he's going to, he's going with that hard heart. With a very heavy and weighty heart he is going. If a person is in love with some illicit beloved, then whatever request that illicit beloved makes, this person considers that to be a great honor for him to fulfill that hukam and the demand. Even though that illicit beloved, the next day she could be in somebody else's arms. After making use of all Mr. Jones' money, she's gone to Mr. Smith. So he says that the person does not enjoy, they does not enjoy the halawat of ta'at. Ta'at has got a halawat, it's got a sweetness, it's got a taste, it's got an enjoyment. وَلَا لَذَّةَ الْمُنَاجَاتِ And when the person is making dua also, there's no enjoyment. Turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, begging of Him, pleading, asking, he doesn't find any enjoyment even in that. So this is the month of Ramadan, it is going very, very fast. We are left with a few days or nights. Now we have to check if our hearts have softened or are they still hard. If we have begun to enjoy the halawat of ta'at, if we have begun to enjoy the halawat of ta'at, And if we have now begun to enjoy the lazzat of munajat, the taste and enjoyment in munajat, in praying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in begging of Him, in submitting ourselves before Him, in putting our heart before Him in sajda, we are getting an enjoyment in that. In our raising our hands before Him and crying, we are getting an enjoyment. In fasting, we are getting an enjoyment. In our zikr, we are getting an enjoyment. In our tilawat, it is not a burden, it is an enjoyment. Our taraweeh also becomes an enjoyment, that we are getting the opportunity of making extra sajdas before Allah Ta'ala. Normally we used to make a certain amount of sajdas in our namazes of Isha, and now we are getting the opportunity of making another 20 rakats of namaz with 2 sajdas extra, so that makes 40 sajdas extra. 40 times the person is now getting an additional opportunity of taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So if we start getting that, then it shows that those hearts have now softened. Now inshallah after Ramadan, there will be a great change in the life of that person. But if there is no enjoyment still, then it means our hearts are still very hard. Of course we must not misunderstand that even if a person is not enjoying his ibadat, he must not forego that ibadat. He must not say, I'm not enjoying zikr, why must I make zikr? I'm not enjoying salat, why must I make salat? I'm not enjoying tilawat of the Quran Sharif, why must I make tilawat of the Quran Sharif? He must not become a banda of lazzat. He must not become a banda of lazzat and enjoyment. The person must not become a servant and a slave of enjoyment, that he's only doing it because of enjoyment. That means if he doesn't get enjoyment, he won't do it. So that shows again that he is not doing it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake, he is doing it for that enjoyment. So that is like if you give the child the toffee and the sweet and the chocolate, the child will do what you are saying. And if you take that chocolate and sweet away, the child will say, I'm not prepared to listen to you. So at such a time you continue, because if you're not going to continue, how will that enjoyment come? It is just like ikhlas that I always say, that you must have some vessel and container to receive that ikhlas. Many people say, we don't have ikhlas, so therefore why should we continue with the deed? So if we are going to say that, then how are we going to get that ikhlas, and into what are we going to get that ikhlas? First the person will have to do something, then he'll have to get the ikhlas into that amal. So the namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, these are all vessels, they are containers. Our charities and our tilawat and our zikr and everything, they are vessels. Now we have to bring that ikhlas into that. But if we do away with that, then in what are we going to bring that ikhlas? So that habit inshallah will one day become ikhlas. I was totally blank, not knowing what I'm going to be saying. But this is something I think that has come into my mind, which is very pertinent, very relevant. That if we have to look at our hearts, then we will notice that they are hard. We haven't still started enjoying the lazzat or the halawat of ta'at and the lazzat of munajat. So these exercises and these practices and these drills in Ramadan are intended for that, that our hearts become alive, ruh comes into it, soul comes into it. I gave that example that if there is a hen that has laid an egg, and now it is sitting on that egg, the warmth of the wings of that hen, it brings warmth into that egg. And when it comes into that egg, then that egg which was dead, it had no life, there was just yolk and albumen there, but now it forms into a chick. And when it forms into a chick, and when hayat comes into that chick, then it doesn't require the assistance of the mother hen to crack the shell. The chick cracks it itself and comes out. The chick doesn't say, oh mother hen, where are you? I am now alive and I'm waiting for you to crack the shell so that I come out. Comes out with life, jumping. So when hayat will come into our lives, into our hearts, then our amals will come alive, like that life chick. At present we find that there is a kind of a deadness over it, lifeless, soulless. But still, we must not make kufran a ni'mat. Must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He has at least given us the tawfiq to do that, to make those actions, to undertake those actions. Must make a lot of shukr. But we must not be satisfied and contented and believe that because of our little i'tikaf and fasting in Ramadan and little bit of zikr and tilawat, now we have become very, very pious and very, very holy and greater and superior than everyone else. We should think that still we haven't really got that true hayat in our hearts. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all of us and all those who are listening over Channel Islam at this moment, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept our fasting, accept our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, and may Allah ta'ala give us hayat-e qalbi. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala truly bring alive our hearts, that the hearts become the reservoirs of ikhlas and the reservoirs of nur and tajalli of Allah ta'ala, that it generates that nur, that people who come into contact with us, they also sense a kind of tranquility, they sense a kind of sukoon, or they also experience that sukoon instead of what is happening at present, that a person who comes into our company, then if that person is not temperamental, he becomes temperamental. If that person is very cool-tempered, if he comes into our company, then his fuse also begins to blow very quickly. That's the effect of our company. If the person was not a drug addict, he becomes a drug addict. If the person was a namazi, he becomes a person that starts missing his namazes, because we start dragging him to all the wrong places. So hayat-e-qalbi must come. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ Oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the fast in Ramadan. Day and night we have still sinned in the month of Ramadan. We haven't been able to do justice to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We haven't been able to do justice to zikr and ibadat. Oh Allah, our hearts are still hard like the rock. Oh my Allah, our hearts are still hard like the rocks. Oh my beloved Allah, but you are very merciful, very forgiving. You are the one in whose control our hearts are. Ya Allah, you can change them in any direction you wish. Ya Allah, the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They were from the Kuffar, from the Mushrikeen, from the Yahud, from the Nasara, and from the munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, those hearts which were hard like the rock, Ya Allah, what a revolution came in those hearts. Ya Allah, what a revolution came in those hearts. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you at this Mubarak hour, in this Mubarak minute and time, in this Mubarak part of the day, on this 25th fast. Ya Allah, at the time of iftar we are, Ya Allah, make our hearts like the hearts of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu anhu, like the hearts of the Tabi'in, like the hearts of the Tabi'in, like the hearts of the Awliya-e-Siddiqeen. Ey mere Pyare Allah, Ey mere Rahim Allah, Ey mere Kareem Allah, hum bahut gunegar hain, hum siyakar hain, hum gande hain, ہم نالائق ہیں, ہم مجرم ہیں, हम खताकार हैं, हम सब कुछ है, बंदे तो तेरे हैं। ओ माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह, वट एवर वी मे बी, वी आर योर सर्वेंट्स, वी आर योर स्लेव्स। वे डू वी गो ओ माय अल्लाह, वे डू वी गो ओ माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह, वेदर वी गो नॉर्थ और साउथ, वेदर वी गो ईस्ट और वेस्ट, वेदर वी गो डीप डाउन द ओशंस और अप अबव द हेवंस, इट इज ऑल योर किंगडम ओ माय अल्लाह। वी कैन नॉट एस्केप योर साइट एंड माइट। Ya Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Oh Allah, we have disobeyed you day and night. Day and night we have used your very ne'mat for your disobedience. Ay Allah, tera hi diya hua khana kha kar ke teri hi nafarmani. Ya Allah, the food provided by you we ate. The water provided by you from the heavens we drank. Oh my Allah, we used so much of your ne'mats for your disobedience. Oh Allah, our great ne'mat, the great ne'mat of sight for your disobedience, the great ne'mat of hearing for your disobedience, the great ne'mat of speech for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, the great ne'mat of heart and mind for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience. If it had been another Allah, he would have seized us there and then. He would have destroyed us there and then. He would have snatched away our ne'mats there and then. He would have brought about a zawal upon our ne'mats there and then. But oh Allah, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kind you are, how tolerant you are, how beautiful you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful you are. Allah, that in spite of all our disobedience, you continued giving us those ni'mats and bounties. Ey mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi, tu hi hamara sahara hai. तू ही बस हमारा है, तेरे सिवा हमारा कोई सहारा नहीं, तेरे सिवा कोई हमारा नहीं। मेरे अल्लाह, अब तो हमारा बन जा और हमें अपना बना ले। Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of the earth? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify our hearts of malice, purify our hearts of greed, purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Purify our hearts of pride and arrogance. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Fill our hearts with the noor of qanaat. Fill our hearts, O Allah, with the noor of ibadat. O Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us with a bond with you. Such a bond, such a bond, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring in Ramadan. On this 25th day, O my beloved Allah, in this part of the hour, my beloved Allah, this part of the day which is very close now to iftar, O my beloved Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring. Ya Allah, your doors of maghfirat are open. Your doors of acceptance of tawbah are open. O Allah, you yourself is proclaiming, is there anybody wanting forgiveness that I may forgive him? O my Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours, but do not punish us and seize us because of our sins. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu hamara banja, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, we do not have the strength, we do not have the capacity, we do not have the himmat and the courage, O my beloved Allah, to do that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Make it easy for us, O Allah, to do everything pleasing to you and to stay away from everything displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless us with long life, our children with long life, our grandchildren with long life. Ya Allah, bless our families with long life. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with long life. Bless us with good health, O my beloved Allah. O Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ey mere pyare Khuda, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ey mere Allah, give us spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are suffering all any kind of hardship or problem, remove their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone astray, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that ummah for whom so much of the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was shed. Allah, that ummah for whom he cried so much. That ummah for whom he stood whole night in prayers. Allah, that ummah
For whom, when he went into sajda in the haram, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Oh my Allah, that ummat for whom thorns were placed in his path, that ummat for whom he was stoned. Allah, when he is informed that that ummat is today in the discos and cinemas and theatres and gambling dens and adultery and fornication and drugs and all other kinds of vices, and even in his Mubarak city a few meters away from his Rosa Mubarak, the filthiest of films can be seen, the filthiest of music can be heard. In Makkah Mukarrama, a few meters away from the Haram Sharif, in the hotel room and the foyers, the worst of music and films can be seen. Ayyari Allah, when he is informed of the condition of his ummah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. But oh Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah, tu hame bhi maaf kar de. Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make him happy by forgiving the ummah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships of the ummah. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, India, Pakistan, Europe, America, throughout the world, Africa, oh my Allah, where the ummah is not suffering. Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Allah, ummat ki takleef ko dur farma, unki pareshani ko khatam farma. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ummat. Allah, hame maaf kar de, hame maaf kar de, hame maaf kar de, mere Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can beg? My Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us because of our sins and indulgences in all kinds of vices. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he begged for goodness for us. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness that he asked. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, bless us with happiness, bless us with prosperity, bless us with closeness of yours, bless us with your marifat, bless us with your yaqeen. Ey mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Allah, accept our fasting, accept our zikr, accept our tilawat, accept our duas. Oh my beloved Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, hum gande hai, hum sab kuch hai, tere bande hai. Agar tu ne dua qubool nahi ki, to mere Allah, tere dar ke alawa aur kaun sa dar hai. Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, accept our duas with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, bless the ummah with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless everyone with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.